It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Olden. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading some sentences. We'll work on our fluency, which means reading like we're talking and not reading like a robot sounds. But before we do that, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow the directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Get your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name, I'll write my name, and then we won't get mixed up. And then you can put your pencil down. We're going to color first. If you look at the top of your page and look at number one, you're going to see a sentence, and under the words are circles. I am going to call those circles bubbles, okay? All right. But let's not worry about the sentence right now. Let's look at the picture of the bed. See the bed? And then there's a hat on the bed. Let's color that hat purple. Find a purple crayon and color the hat purple for me. Shouldn't take you too long because it's a little hat. Go ahead and color that hat purple. This is the other part of the listen and learn part. You got to color it according to what I say. And then take 2 seconds, 2, 1. And then let's color the blanket on the bed and the pillow on the bed. Let's color those green. Any kind of green you want. Doesn't have to be perfect. Mine's a yellow green. I'm not picky. So we're doing a green pillow and a green blanket on the bed. Now, I'm pretty sure that this picture of the hat and the bed is a picture clue to help us read the sentence. What do you think? Do you think we're going to have a sentence talk about a hat and a bed? Or do you think we're going to have a sentence that talks about a truck driving down the freeway? Yeah, I think you're right. Hang on to that green crayon. Finish up. 2 seconds. 2, 1. All right, hold on to that green crayon and let's look for the word bed in our sentence. B-E-D, bed. It's the only word in our sentence that begins with B. You see it? It's the very last word in the sentence. Color the bubble under it green. Fill in the bubble under it green. We're on the last word in the sentence, B-E-D, and under it is the green circle. Put down your green crayon, find your purple crayon, and let's look for the word hat in the sentence. We're still on number one. Hat. 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 It's the only word in the sentence that begins with H. See it? Second word. It has H-A-T. Color the bubble under that one, under hat, purple. Color the bubble purple. So we have a purple bubble for the word hat and a green bubble for the word bed. Put down your purple crayon. Can you find your pointer finger? Did you bring it today? Did you have it attached to your hand? Okay, good. Point to the first bubble under the word my. And I'm going to read this sentence to you. You follow along and move your finger when I say the words. I'm going to practice reading it fluently. I want to sound like I'm just talking to you and having a conversation. I don't want to sound like a robot. Here we go. My hat is on the bed. Let's do it again. Move your finger. My hat is on the bed. This time, read it out loud with me, not too loud. Ready? Begin. My hat is on the bed. Last time. My hat is on the bed. Perfect. Let's move down to number two. Well, there's Pam. That little girl is named Pam. Let's color her hair brown. Find your brown crayon and color Pam's hair brown. Looks like she's trying on a shirt. And you can't see her hands. I think maybe the shirt is a little bit too big. What do you think? Yeah, I think it's too big for her. She needs to grow some more. Take 2 more seconds for her brown hair. 2, 1. And let's find a red crayon Any kind of red will work. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. And let's color the big shirt red. I think it's too big for her. Her hands aren't even coming out of the bottom of the sleeves. Okay, I'm thinking this is a picture clue about our sentence. It's about Pam. I think her shirt is too big, so I'm pretty sure our sentence is going to be about school, right? No? Okay. Hang on to that red crayon. Let's look for the word big in the sentence. It's too big. Look for the word big. B-I-G. Do you see it? It's the only word that begins with B. Yep. One, two, three, four. It's the fourth word. Color the bubble under the word big red. B-I-G. Color that bubble red. Now let's look for the word Pam. P-A. Pam. Do you see it? It's the only word that begins with P. Yep, it's the very last word. It says P-A-M. Fill in that bubble with your red crayon. Now, if you look next to the word Pam, you're going to see an exclamation mark. That means when I read this sentence, I have to have a lot of emotion. Go ahead and put down your crayon. Find that pointer finger that you brought to school today. Yeah, point to the first word, it. I'm going to read this with emotion. Follow along with your finger. It is too big for Pam. Let's do it again. Move your finger. Ready? Here we go. It is too big for Pam. It's too big for her. Let's do it again. This time, read out loud with me. Ready? Begin. It is too big for Pam. Last time, ready, begin. It is too big for Pam. Excellent. Let's move down to number three. Oh, yucky, there's a bug. Gross. Let's color that bug black. Find a black crayon. Color that bug black. Yuck. Gives me the heebie-jeebies, the creepy crawlies. Blah. Okay. So I colored him black. You should almost be done. He's not that big, but he looks really big. Take 2 seconds. Two. One. Let's color the cot. That's a cot that bug is on. Let's color it yellow and the pillow too. Color it all yellow. It's a cot. It's like a little bed that you can fold up and put away. A lot of people in the military might sleep on these if they're away. You could also use this in a tent. It's like a little makeshift bed, and they call it a cot. Sometimes even nurses' office has these, and they call it a cot. They're not very comfortable. It doesn't look very cushiony, huh? All right, hold on to your yellow crayon. Let's look for the word cot in our sentence. K-ot, cot. Do you see it? It's the only word that begins with k. Yep, it's the second word. It says C-O-T. Color the bubble under cot yellow. Color the bubble under the cot word yellow. Hang on to that yellow crayon. Let's look for the word bug. Bug. B-U-G. Bug. It's the only word that begins with b. Do you see it? If you count, start at the first bubble and count across. It's one, two, three, four, five. It's the fifth word. It has B-U-G. Color that bubble yellow. It's the word bug. B-U-G. Yellow. Bug. All right, put down your crayon. Find that pointer finger. Let's practice reading it. You follow along with your finger. Ready? Here I go. The cot has a bug on it. Let's read it again. The cot has a bug on it. Now, this time, read out loud with me. Ready? Begin. The cot has a bug on it. One last time. The cot has a bug on it. Terrific. Let's move down to number four. Looks like there's a pad of paper and a pen. Let's color the pad of paper like a light blue color if you can find your blue-green crayon. And let's color it blue. The pad of paper. Let's color it blue. My goodness, do you know how much I love pads of paper? I like to make lists. Do you like drawing on paper? Writing on paper? A pad just makes it so fancy. I just love it. It makes me feel fancy. Take about 2 more seconds to color the pad of paper blue. 2, 1. All right, let's color the pen. Let's do orange. Can you find an orange crayon? Let's color the pen orange. Pretty sure we're gonna see in our sentence something about a pad of paper and a pen. That's our picture clue, right? Right. Okay, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, hold on to your orange crayon. Let's look for the word pen. Pen. P-E-N. Pen. There are a couple of words with p, so be careful. P-E-N. Yep, it's the very last word in the sentence. It says P-E-N. Fill in that bubble orange for me under the word pen. Now hold your horses, put your orange crayon down, and now find that blue crayon that we were using to color the pad of paper. And let's look for the word pad. P-A-D. Pad. P-A-D. Pad. Do you see it? It's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the fourth word, fourth bubble. It says P-A-D. Color that bubble under it blue. So we have a blue bubble for the word pad and an orange bubble for the word pen. All right, put down your crayons. Let's practice reading this. Take out your pointer finger. You point. You follow along while I practice reading this fluently, not like a robot. Here is a pad and pen. Let's do it again. Move your finger. Here is a pad and pen. Read it out loud with me this time. Ready? Begin. Here is a pad and pen. Last time. Ready? Begin. Here is a pad and pen. Outstanding, boys and girls. All right, let's move down to number 5. Look at that bus. Let's color the bus red. You can leave the tires alone and like leave the windows, maybe leave those blank. It's okay if you color everything red, though. That'll be just fine. Okay. How many of you take the bus to school? I do not. I drive my car. When I was a kid, I took the bus to school. Our bus wasn't red, though. Our bus was yellow because it was a school bus. Yeah. Anyways, a long, long time ago, I would sing, "The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round." I know, it's for little kids, I know, but I loved it when I got to the part that said, "The babies on the bus go wah, wah, wah." That was my favorite part. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Take 3 more seconds for your bus. I left my windows blank and my tires blank. 3, 2. Remember, you can always finish at the end. 1. Put your red. Well, actually, hold on to your red crayon. And let's look for the word red. R-E-D. Red. It's the only word in our sentence with R at the beginning. See it? Yep. It's the fourth word. It says R-E-D. Fill in that bubble red for me. Thank you. And now look for the word bus. B-U-S. Bus. It's the only word with B. Yep, it's the last word in the sentence. Color that bubble red also. So we have a red bubble for red and a red bubble for bus. And put down your red crayon. Do you see the question mark? That means when I practice reading this sentence, I need to have a question voice. Take out your pointer finger. Point to the first word, follow along. Is it a red bus? Let's do it again. Point to the first word. Move your finger. Is it a red bus? Question voice. Do it with me. Read out loud. Ready, begin. Is it a red bus? Last time. Is it a red bus? You rock. Let's do the last one. We're on number 6. The last one. Okay. That girl, that lady right there, that's Kim. That's Kim. Let's color her hair yellow. Find her yellow crayon and color her hair yellow. We'll make her have blonde hair. This is Kim. Kim is busy at work. Look at her. She is busy doing her job. Let's make her shirt pink. OK,
Can you find a pink crayon? Let's color her shirt pink. Good. Excellent. Look, she's got a computer on her desk and some flowers. All right. And then let's color her desk brown. Find a brown crayon. Let's color her desk brown. So this is Kim and she's doing a job. I don't know what her job is. Something to do with the computer. I'm sitting at my desk right now on the computer, recording my voice, but my name is not Kim. Nope, it's Mrs. Oldham. All right, hold on to your brown crayon. Can you look for the word job in the sentence? Job, j-ob, job. Yep, fourth word. One, two, three, four. Color that circle, that bubble for me brown. And now look for the word Kim. K-I-M, Kim. Yes, it's the last word in the sentence. It says K-I-M. Color that bubble brown also. So we have a brown bubble for the word job and a brown bubble for the word Kim. Put down your brown crayon. We're going to practice reading it. Take out your pointer finger. Follow along. It is a job for Kim. One more time. It is a job for Kim. This time, read out loud with me. Ready? Begin. It is a job for Kim. Last time. It is a job for Kim. You did it. I did it. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. And there were no robots today. Even better. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.